Take a delicious appetizer or a sinful chocolate dessert and pair it with a Georgia O'Keeffe poppy or a Rembrandt portrait, and the result is the Food Plus Art Cookbook. The book is produced by the Stewart Society, and it benefits the Museum of Fine Arts in St. Petersburg. WSS Bobby O'Brien serves up a sample of Food Plus Art that celebrates the museum's 50th anniversary.
We're in the kitchen of Tony Leidecker. There's a gas range and stone countertops. The editor of the Food Plus Art cookbook is chopping several cloves of garlic before dropping them into simmering olive oil.
It's doing a good sizzle.
This is a recipe called arrechiette with broccoli rabe, and it's a recipe of Maria Saraceno. It's very simple, but very wonderful and bold flavors.
A large pot of water rapidly boils away on the next burner. She adds a big handful of salt.
Americans tend to be really skittish about using salt in pasta water, but you have to remember the pasta needs enough to absorb, or else it will taste flat.
She slips the pasta into the roiling water, followed several minutes later by chopped broccoli raw. Tony Leidecker is an experienced cookbook author and food writer. That's why she was asked to edit the museum's new cookbook at a time when free recipes are readily available on the internet.
To be honest, maybe all cookbooks aren't special. There are some bad recipes on the internet and some good recipes. Cookbooks tend to have really a pretty complex graphic design. I don't think you get quite that experience looking at an internet recipe.
She's also a member of the Stewart Society, which provides financial support and advocates for the museum. The group sponsored another cookbook in the 1970s called Gourmet Gallery. Initially, the thought was to reprint that cookbook.
In the end, we ended up going for recipes from really a wide array of Tampa Bay people.
There was a limit of one submission per person, and they still ended up with more than 100 recipes.
It's really terrific to have all of these recipes, but also the stories that go with them.
Their stories and recipes are a way of connecting the community to the museum in the eyes of the Museum of Fine Arts director and Tony's husband, Kent Leidecker.
I always think that a great work of art opens up the world, and that can be true. It is true for the visual arts, but it's also true for a fine meal and beautiful creations of the culinary art.
And many of the museum's great works of art can be found in the 223-page cookbook.
I'm flipping through the book at random here and looking at this absolutely stunning recipe for cucumber gazpacho. And the juxtaposition is with two West Mexican sculptures, and it's a couple with their hands raised, and whatever the purpose of the art, that tells me, gosh, I've got to check out that cucumber gazpacho. It's so much fun.
Kent Leidecker and his museum staff randomly pulled 75 key artworks for the book designers with no conditions other than to play and get creative.
Think about it. Every work of art in this museum, somebody made it with their hands. Same thing with the great meal. Somebody made it with their hands.
And he believes, like any great meal, great art should be shared.
It's boring to dine by yourself. It's great to dine with your family and with your friends. The same thing is true for looking at art, to do it in community and with other people.
So I'm just stirring it around.
Back at the Leidecker kitchen, his wife, Tony, dishes up a bowl of pasta for food writer Jeff Houck, who contributed to this report. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.